We thank you, Allah. Alhamdulillah.
The world,
the sun, the moon, the stars.
Come,
let us learn what they are.
The world,
the sun, the moon, the stars.
Come,
let us learn what they are.
We thank you, Allah.
We thank you, Allah.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وصحابك يا نور الله Hey friends, السلام عليكم How are you all? I hope you are doing great by the grace of Allah سبحانه وتعالى So friends, welcome to the 9th episode of my program, The World of Kids Season 2. I hope you enjoyed the previous episode and let's start without any ado with the answers of the questions I asked in the previous episode. Question number 1, what happens to the liar's jaws in their graves? The answer is that the liar's jaws get ripped apart in their grave. Question number 2, why did the shepherd not eat with Hazrat Abdullah bin Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu. The answer is that the shepherd had a fast. Question number 3. True or false? The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam dislikes yellow teeth. The answer is that this is true. Our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam dislikes yellow teeth. Question number 4. Why did the brother of Abdullah bin Salam radiallahu ta'ala anhu see the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam in his dream? The answer is that he recited Salatul Nabi in abundance. So kids, I hope you got all the answers right, and if you didn't, there is no problem in that. Just concentrate in this whole episode, and at the end of the episode, I will ask 5 more questions, and those questions would be really easy for you if you concentrate throughout the whole episode. So kids, without any ado, let's move on to the first segment of our program, Madani Qaida.
We thank you, Allah. We thank you, Allah.
So kids, today we are going to continue with the lesson number 5, Tanween, as we left it in between in the last episode as it is a really long lesson. So kids, open page number 10 of your Madani Qaida and let's start without any ado. So kids, a quick recap of what we learned in the last episode in lesson number 5. Dozabar, Dozer and Dopesh are called Tanween. And the letter which has Tanween on it is called Munawwan. Tanween is actually a noon sakin which is at the end of a word. That's why it also sounds like a noon sakin. An, in, un. So kids, let's start with the actual lesson now.
Dal, do zabar dan, dal, do zer din, dal, do pesh dun, bod, do zabar bon, bod, do zer bun, bod, do pesh bun, kaf, do zabar kan, kaf, do zer kin, kaf, دو پیش کن قاف دو زبر قن قاف دو زیر قن قاف دو پیش قن ها دو زبر هن ها دو زیر هن ها دو پیش هن ح دو زبر حن ح دو زیر حن ح دو پیش حن حمزه دو زبر ان حمزہ دو زیر ان حمزہ دو پیش ان عین دو زبر عن عین دو زیر عن عین دو پیش عن غا دو زبر خن غا دو زیر خن غا دو پیش خن غین دو زبر غن غین دو زیر غن غین دو پیش غن با دو زبر بن با دو زیر بن با دو پیش بن میم دو زبر من میم دو زیر من میم دو پیش من واو دو زبر ون واو دو زیر ون واو دو پیش ون فا دو زبر فن فا دو زیر فن فا دو پیش فن لام دو زبر لن لام دو زیر لن لام دو پیش لن نون دو زبر نن نون دو زیر نن نون دو پیش نن را دو زبر رن را دو زیر رن را دو پیش رن جیم دو زبر جن جیم دو زیر جن جیم دو پیش جن شین دو زبر شن شین دو زیر شن شین دو پیش شن یا دو زبر ین یا دو زیر ین یا دو پیش یون.
So kids, I hope you understood today's lesson, which was lesson number 5, Tanween. And I hope now you now finally know how to pronounce Tanween properly. So without any ado, let's head over to the second segment of our program, Waqia.
We thank you, Allah. We thank you, Allah.
So to start it off, I'm going to tell you 24 examples of lies common among children. The most revered and renowned Prophet ﷺ has said, there is no goodness in lying. Lie is the antonym of truth. Good children speak the truth and bad children lie in different ways. 24 examples of lies common among bad children I am going to tell you right now. So, lie number 1. If somebody has neither sworn or hid yet saying, he swore at me. Number 2, he has hit me. Number 3, I didn't say anything to him, although he had committed something wrong. Number 4, he has broken my toy, even though he didn't break it. Number 5, despite being hungry, saying I am not hungry due to not getting as per appetite. Number 6, since do not like milk, having drained milk in washroom, etc., showing the empty glass and saying, I have drunk the milk. Number 7, saying I have completed my homework or saying I have memorized the lesson despite not doing so. Number 8, saying it's my eraser after capturing eraser of a younger brother. Number 9, saying I have not wet the bed despite doing so. Number 10, if a child who wets the bed is asking for sleeping whether he has not been to the toilet, he says, I have been to the toilet, even though he hasn't. Number 11, saying I have not eaten anything from the fridge, despite eating from the fridge. Number 12, saying he pushed me, even though tripped himself. Number 13, saying to your Qari Sahab or teacher, call of nature is pressuring me hard, let me go to the lectern, despite not needing it or just needing it slightly. Number 14, saying I was not making any noises, despite making noises. Number 15, saying due to fever I could not do my assignment yesterday, even though not suffering from a fever. Number 16, saying I have left my pencil in the school van or at home, even though it has been lost at school or Darul Madina. Number 17, saying due to the power failure last night, I could not memorize my lesson, whereas the reason for not memorize it was actually laziness or playing games or something else like forgetting it. Number 18, saying such and such child made mischief, I was just sitting aside, even though involved actively in making mischief. Number 19, saying he has broken my pencil, even though broken himself. Number 20, saying he is telling a lie, despite knowing that he is telling the truth. Number 21, saying I have lost money from my pocket or someone has stolen my money, even though spending money on eating. Number 22, in order to prevent scolding, saying a child split ink into my clothes, although split ink himself. Number 23, saying I have abdominal pain, please let me leave, despite suffering from nothing. Number 24, groaning and coughing loudly and intentionally in front of parents in order to gain sympathies. This is a lie related to the body organs. All children and even adults should avoid this kind of lie. In fact, we should avoid any kind of lie, as this is a gunahe kabira, which means a big guna or a big sin. The most revered and renowned Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has stated, Allah azza wa jal is pure and loves purity, and He azza wa jal is clean and loves cleanliness. The renowned commentator Mufti Ahmad Yar Khan alayhi rahmatul hanan has mentioned in the commentary of aforementioned hadith, external purity is called tahara. External and internal purities are called collectively nazafat. So Allah Azza wa Jal likes external and internal purities of His slave. A person should keep his body, heart, soul, character, inner being, and everything else clean and tidy. He should keep his words, deeds, affairs, and beliefs correct. May Allah Azza wa Jal grant us all such purity. So kids, in this episode, we finished our book, The Lying Thief. And it was a really good book and it had some wonderful waqias and stories in it. From the next episode, we are going to start a new book and stay tuned if you want to read the waqias from the new book with me. So kids, without any ado, let's move on to the third segment of our program, Hadith or Sunnah. So let's start with the hadith. The most revered and renowned Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has said, there is no goodness in lying. The Prophet of mankind, the peace of our heart and mind sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, is mentioning in this hadith, there is no goodness in lying. There is no good for you or anyone if you lie. And if you tell the truth, there is always good for you and good for everyone you are telling or talking to, as the truth is always better than a lie. So kids, let's start with the sunnah for today. So the sunnah for today is using three fingers, the thumb, the index finger, and the middle finger for eating, as this is the sunnah of our Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, and we can act upon this sunnah many times in our day. While eating anything, you should use three fingers to eat, as it is the sunnah of our Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, and it will gain you more sawab for doing almost nothing. So kids, now without any ado, let's head over to the final segment of our program, Questions and Answers. So question number one, fill in the blanks. There is no goodness in dash. Question number two, what does tanween sound like? Question number three, how many fingers should we eat with? Question number four, what does gunahe kabira mean? Question number five, which three fingers should we eat with? So kids, I hope you know the answers to these questions, and if you listen to the whole episode carefully, these answers would be really easy for you. If you don't know them, no problem. You can listen to the next episode carefully to know the answers of the questions I will ask next. The answers to this question will be told in the next episode at the start of the episode. So kids, I hope you enjoyed today's episode, and I hope you enjoyed my previous episodes. Keep watching Madani Show English. Allow me to leave. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
We thank you, Allah. Alhamdulillah.
The world, the sun, the moon, the stars.
Come, let us learn what they are.
The world, the sun, the moon, the stars.
Come, let us learn what they are.